Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Testimonies from pastors about what's happening in their congregations, their communities, particularly what happened on Easter, is indicative of a revival that's taking place among the churches that have opened. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, the pastors that we represent have amazing stories. These are pastors, many of whom have faced criminal charges, one of whom was literally arrested, taken to jail, had a mugshot taken of him, the first pastor arrested in the country. Indeed, we now think it's in the world because it was very early in the COVID restrictions. They faced fines. Some of them still face many fines. And yet, despite all of this opposition, they have followed the Lord's call to protect their flock, but to open. And what we see is amazing stories of revival that's taking place. You know, there's a meme or a picture that was moving around the internet during Easter, and it was a picture of the open tomb with the stone rolled away, and it said, lockdowns didn't work then.
Right.
And you know, when you lose something, and this is unfortunately just human nature, you have something, you take it for granted, then you lose it, or it gets severely restricted, and you begin to realize how precious it really is. And I think that's one of the things that we're seeing with people hungry for fellowship and others who have been not even part of the fellowship, but they're seeking to fill their soul with something meaningful. And what we're seeing in these churches is revival.
Right. It's like, you know, and the communists, they're most afraid of Christians. They see the faith the Christians have and they can't take that away. And that really scares them. So you look at countries like in China, where the Communist Party threatens, persecutes, even kills those Christians. But you see the church is growing over there as a result. So when you start putting that thumb down on Christians, the church is growing. And now with this whole government oppression that's happened in the last year or so, the same thing is happening in America. Praise God, the revival, the awakening that's happening in these churches. Like in California, for example, where we've been fighting those restrictions for over a year now. I remember seeing a picture from one of the pastors. He posted the first service on Easter. They had outside. Thousands of people were there. Thousands. And he said, this is just the first service.
Yeah, yeah. And I was at a church service at the river on Easter, and thousands of people were there.
In Florida, yeah.
It was an outside service. That's where the first pastor in America was arrested. The pastor has told me that the blessings on the ministry have just been beyond words.
Right.
And I was able to see that firsthand myself on Easter. And that's the same thing that's happening with many of our other pastors. Some of these quotes that we'll read right here are from a Zoom call with pastors. And we'll just read some of these. But it says, from one pastor, we had the largest crowd in several years and several saved, praising God. We got one more service to do. We've had 16,000 plus so far, 312 saved as of now. Next service is at 12 noon.
16,000 people and 312 saved in one service?
Yeah, and you know, the church that I was in, the river, they baptized and over 2,000 people the week between Palm Sunday and Easter came to the Lord between their missions group that had a six-day missions in Honduras and their soul-winning team in the Hillsborough, Tampa, Florida area. Over 2,000 people in 1 week.
You know, I love this testimony from this pastor. Today we broke 2,100 peeps. 6 months ago, we had 400. If we count children, over 2,500.
Yeah.
How amazing.
And you know, it's amazing. There's another one. We had a great day. The second great awakening is happening. So excited to be on the front lines with you all. Another one, seven services, 290 decisions, called everyone up to the front after for an altar call.
But you know what? The enemy wants for evil, God can use for good. Like here, example, in our little town of 4,000 in Texas, we had 441 today. 11.3% of our town, 11.3% of our town came through church today.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus, he
says.
It's amazing. This one says, we just finished our third service. 5,000 people in service today, in three services, 200 conversions. The Lord God omnipotent reigns.
That's amazing. What about this? And we broke attendance records in all four services, but the best part of my day was watching my daughters experience Easter in church for the first time. Watching my 2.5-year-old going from not knowing Jesus' name 6 weeks ago to singing with a whole heart about the resurrection of our Lord with the kids' choir made my heart full. One of the best days of my life.
You know, it's amazing. Mm. Here's a historic day as well. Four services, many hundreds saved, and 18,000 on campus. Here's another one. We had a great day here in Michigan as well. The third Great Awakening is happening. So excited to be on the front lines with all of you.
And you know, we talk so often about these churches we're fighting for, and these are brave, courageous pastors, courageous churches that are standing for their rights that come from God, not from the government, and the government will not stop them. Yeah. And that's what it takes.
It's amazing, and we see from the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church, we represent also Logos Baptist Ministries in the Chicago, Illinois area. They were persecuted. And in fact, even the disorderly conduct charge is still pending against Pastor Christian Ionescu, and that's still pending for having more than 10 people in a church that at the time, I believe, seated nearly 2,000 people. But this church is going to dedicate a brand new church in May of this year.
Wow.
And this is a Romanian immigrant group. And that church will probably seat, I think, around 2,500 to close to 3,000 in the new sanctuary.
So it's a church plant of this one?
No, it's the church doing a bigger facility.
Wow.
And they're going to keep the current facility, as far as I know, which is in a residential neighborhood, which is where they have been worshiping for a number of years. These are Romanians that came from communist Romania, and they were very familiar with the persecution there. They came to America because of freedom. And to their surprise, they experienced some of the same things in Illinois that they experienced in former communist Romania.
Oh, it was horrendous what the mayor and the governor did to that church. I mean, trying to block them from attending services, even threatening to bulldoze their building. I mean, how bad does it get?
And I was talking to Pastor Cheon in California, Harvest Rock Church, and also the founder of Harvest International Ministry that has hundreds of churches in California throughout the nation and tens of thousands around the world. And he says the same thing. Revival is happening in California, particularly in the churches that are those that opened up and faced a lot of opposition. And also, he's having a lot of calls with pastors, encouraging them. Mm-hmm. And so you're seeing this revival take place. And I think, you know, as we said earlier, I remember in 1987, I was in law school then. I was going into property class. It was in the afternoon, just after noon. And that was when I first learned that the shuttle had exploded. That was 1987. Mm. And, in Florida, you take the shuttle back then for granted because it was, at the time, launching every 2 weeks. Twice a month, the shuttle goes up. It was a big deal when it started. Then it got old. You know, it's just, okay, there's another shuttle launch today, or they just launched the shuttle. Then when you lose it, and you see that it's not just a easy perfunctory thing. It's got risk involved. And you lose it, then you really appreciate it. It's like anything. You take things for granted. You wake up on Sunday. You do certain routines. You go. The person meets you at the door. You go in. You say hi. You do your greetings. You sit down. You go through a service. You leave. Whatever you do. And then you go about your day. You know, church is much more than that.
Right. And you know, we can look at these restrictions as a gift from God because this is what's happening. People, we're no longer taking that for granted. You don't just flip a switch or go online and watch church. The church is waking up and revival is happening.
And this is cross-denominational. I'm telling you that these pastors, many of them, now there's some that, you know, you can tell they're not real shepherds. But you could have told that from the very beginning. They're cowards, they're weak, mm-hmm. they've shut down. Some of them are still shut down. But there are those that are real shepherds, willing to lay down their lives for their sheep, and they have a new fire. And I believe a lot of people have a new fire and a new urgency to fill that void that they've experienced during some of these shutdowns. And so revival is literally taking place. Continue to pray for us because this fight is not over. I mean, we're still litigating cases all over the country. We even have one currently at the Supreme Court of the United States. And these governments are not wanting to let the church go, just like Pharaoh. He said, yeah, I'll let you go. But then he changed his mind. That's what we're seeing. So we have to continue to fight to make sure churches will forever remain free on our watch. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.